the morning, rising to the street. Light me up that cigarette, and I'll strap shoes on my feet.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, we are going to get the hard infrastructure through. Talked about that before. The Senate finally reached a deal. Middle of the night, 17 Republicans voted for it. Looks like it's a go. About $1 trillion. Airports, bridges, water systems, roads, broadband, it's all good. But now we have the $3.5 trillion so-called soft infrastructure, which has to do with tuition and child care and medical care and all very essential. Very unwelcome. Kyrsten Sinema, Arizona, just came out against it, Democrat. Here's the deal. We have 48 Democrats and two independents who vote Democratic. We were going to do this one in budget reconciliation because not a single Republican said they'd support it. Not a single one. And so you need every Democrat and independent, all 50, and then Kamala Harris come in and break the tie on budget reconciliation. Can't be filibustered. Kyrsten Sinema says, no, you only have 49, and then you have 50 Republicans against it. It goes down. She is now willing to negotiate. Who knows? I frankly am concerned about Kyrsten Sinema, quite frankly, just as I was about Joe Manchin. Not willing to bust the filibuster even for the voting rights bill. And now on this one, not even willing to vote for this thing. That's pretty poor. We go to the lines. Randy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Randy?
Good morning, Matt. See, I'm learning all sorts of things this morning. I didn't know about the Zyba brothers or that situation in Texas with Bush and Paxton. The reason I called, and I'm going to switch gears quite a bit, is that a friend of mine posted something on Facebook that reminded me about the St. Louis swimming pool. And you may have heard of this because it's actually happened a few places in the South that in the 1960s, the swimming pool in St. Louis was ordered to segregate. And, you know, it had been whites only. And suddenly the city fathers found that this was just a huge drain on the city budget. And so hard to afford. So they shut it down. As I said, that happened a few places in the South, one in Arizona, I believe. And another place, I think maybe Birmingham, they literally filled the pool with dirt to sort of desalt the earth. And it just strikes me that Southern racism, it has a particularly stupid flair to it. I've never seen people like white Southerners who are willing to reduce their quality of life to make sure that they keep another race down. And and I think that you're still seeing that again and again and again. As long as any social programs that an undocumented migrant might use, oh my gosh, that that just can't happen. But anyway, I think that's a phenomenon worth paying attention to. That we've been saddled with for 150 plus years.
Right. You make some profound points. I want to build on that and put some historical context. The first thing I'll say right off the top of my head is that there are a hell of a lot of very fine Southerners, white Southerners. I served a lot of them in the Navy. Bill Clinton is a Southerner. Doug Jones, ambassador, senator from Alabama, Democrat, Southerner, you know. In other words, there were a lot of people in the South of all colors, white and black, who stood up for civil rights and all of this, and this is not emblematic of them. But you do get on some historical facts, and let me give you a few others. In Prince Edward's County in Virginia, back at the very beginning of the civil rights movement, they were ordered to desegregate their schools. They shut their schools down rather than desegregate them. And that's why a lot of people started to go to private schools. Well, the problem is African-American kids had no money, and what private schools could they go to? And swimming pools, that did happen in more than one place. They have to be desegregated. Well, we'll close them down. We don't need them, or they're not safe, or blah, 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 blah. Then you have a very, very tough constitutional question. Can a federal court order a community to open a swimming pool, you know, to provide a swimming pool? There's nothing in the Constitution that says you have to provide a swimming pool. How about public schools? Believe it or not, there's nothing in the Constitution that says you have to have schools. And that's why Abraham Lincoln really didn't go to school. Forget high school, you know, and even my own grandmother on my dad's side, when she was 14, her mom died and there were a lot of kids in the family. And her father said, you're going to have to run the household. And she didn't get to go to high school. She was 14 years old, you know, and in the 19th century, a lot of people didn't go to school, period, end of story. The whole idea of public education even was one of the big levelers of our society. And yet this, in one instance, they were willing to close their public schools rather than integrate them. And closing swimming pools to them was a no-brainer. Some of the people like, okay, well, you can't tell us to have a swimming pool. Well, the way the federal courts came down on that is that with swimming pools, they're not going to sit around micromanaging if somebody has a swimming pool. But you're right. It's very, very sad. It impacts their own quality of life. That's why you have private country clubs and you have all these private clubs and they do it as private. One of the sad things in one of the Southern high schools was they had two proms, prom for the white kids and a prom for the black kids. You know, the point is that is a precursor to the kind of division in society we have. We're America. We go forward. The fact is in most of the civic events in your life, in the military, on jury duty and everything else, you're going to sit there with people of all races and backgrounds. And that's really why we're very strong. We're very, very strong. We've been benefited by a lot of input of a lot of different folks. So, this business of closing down swimming pools and how about closing down a public school is contemptible, absolutely contemptible. You're right that it did happen. I think now there people are a little slyer about it. They're not going to close something down in the face of something, but what they're more likely to do is not open it in the first place, or you're going to have, you have a lot of private clubs, you have a lot of private schools and so on. And the good thing is that in the charter system and in the private school system in Wisconsin, you frequently have a lot of private schools, some religious schools, especially Catholic schools and Lutheran schools. They have a special outreach to minority kids. They are very responsible for integrating a lot of minority kids with quality education. So we're very grateful for that. That isn't necessarily the case in a lot of other places where they have private academies. But so you have it all over the place in the North and the South. And, but yeah, I mean, they would absolutely close it. Anyway, we're coming to the end of the show. Thanks for the call, Ernie. Great show. Great call-ins. We've got a lot more to talk about tomorrow. You have great programming coming up. You have Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute. Earl Ingram, my friend Earl Ingram at 5 p.m. You got to listen to his show. It's great. Great evening program. Great weekend. Got to listen to Pizza Box Mike. You heard him on this show. My co-host, my friend. Some good stuff to say. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for now.